am in the studio with my sister, my friend, Kiara Sheard. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm fantastic. You're here.
Yes, I'm so excited to be here. Home.
You are home. You are so, so busy, and I'm grateful that you're able to be here to talk to me today.
Yes, ma'am. I'm grateful. Thank you for having me.
Yes. So we got a lot of stuff to catch up on.
Yep.
And mostly it's about a new song that you have out that I love.
Thank you.
We're going to play that in just a few minutes, but let's play catch up.
Okay.
So Indescribable is my favorite song.
Yes, ma'am.
So far by you. I love that song. Whenever I can plug that in, I'm going to plug it in because that's how I feel about God.
Absolutely.
And that's how I feel about the things that he's done for me.
Mm-hmm.
He's amazing.
Yeah, he is.
You have, you know, a couple of things going on, but the Clark Sisters biopic.
Yes.
It's going to be on Lifetime?
Yes, it's going to be on Lifetime. It's very special. It's a beautiful story. And, I mean, speaking of the city, you know, all of that music and geniusness, if you allow me to use that word, coming from those girls to, of course, now women.
Right.
Powerful women in the gospel industry, trailblazers. So special. Seeing the story of Dr. Maddie Moss Clark, who was responsible for the three-part harmony and choirs today. It's just a lot of history in it, and it just unlocks so many things. And I'm just, it was really special. I played my mom.
Yeah.
And, you know, trying to sing like her, it caused me to be lightheaded because she hits these high notes.
High notes and runs at
the
same time.
Yeah. And somehow she maintains this class and grace, and she's still anointed. So, you know, that too will come across on screen as well. So it wasn't just acting. It was really something you had to put on.
You know, one of the things that I know, being at live recordings with your family, you have to be able to be a study of mannerisms and everything else. You were immersed in that.
Yeah.
So it probably wasn't as hard for you, but what about the other young ladies?
I think, well, they nailed it. You had Shaleya, Christina Bell, Angela Burchett, Anjanou. They nailed it. Like, it really came, it comes alive. And we all can sing.
Yes.
So the way we sang, just when Uncle Donald was like, hey, just sing this song.
Yeah.
It was really special because we were wowed at the fact that, oh, we sound like them.
Yeah.
And my Aunt Twinkie's story is absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. And she plays Christina is nailing that.
It's
really good. And though I was around my mom, I'm a big mouth, so my mannerisms are not exactly the same.
Okay.
So it was a bit tedious for me. So I had to still put my work in.
Yeah, get that
and
study down.
Because again, she's a little bit more quiet. I'm a little bit more like, what? Hey, how you doing? You know? So it was really different and really special. But yeah, we all, you know, just rocked it out.
Yeah, that's so fun. That is so fun. So we're talking about a January premiere for that?
Yes, the top of the year, January 2020. And the story, like, it's not just it's not a stage play that just went to a movie, you know? It really is special. The story is really powerful, especially in this era of where we're talking about women, you know, just kind of being strong and empowering others.
Listen, even down to the fact that, you know, music being copyrighted and not stolen and things like that, I don't know how deep you got into.
They went into it deep.
See, that's what I'm saying.
People
weren't doing that back then.
Right.
And, you know, your mother and aunts were just like, hey, you
know,
and Dr. Clark, she wasn't having that.
Yeah, and it was really special. One of the great things, and I hate to give this away, but it's so special and it stuck with me. My grandmother says to my Aunt Twinkie, you sold your catalog for a Cadillac. Mm. And she was young. She was in her early 20s, mm-hmm. but she never sold a catalog after that.
Right.
But she went going on, and you'll see in like the preview, and she's saying, you sold your sister's future, you sold your future. So it was just really powerful. And in that moment, I was learning that you can't just make temporary decisions for your future.
Yes, come on.
So it was really special.
Yeah, that's going to be really cool. Now, let's go to another thing. About 4.5 years, maybe 5 years ago, you started a clothing line.
Yes.
And it's called 1160.
Yep.
And beautiful clothes. I've been following you. You know, I'm a little stalker. I'm a Kiki stalker.
Thank you.
But what's the good news on this?
The good news on this is that we have had the opportunity of working with Macy's, and so now the clothes are available on Macy's.com. So those of you, speaking of like the time that you mentioned, Miss Randy, those of us that have dreams, it takes time.
Yes.
Don't give up, because I definitely was like reconsidering, like, you know what, I don't want to do this in like the third year. So if you have a dream, I hope to inspire you and encourage you to keep going for it. Don't stop. And time may not look like it's on your side, but if God is on your side, yeah, he'll shift time for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sometimes that breakthrough gets to you when you're just at your wit's end.
Exactly. And the way it came through was, it was a link that my cousin forwarded me. It was a workshop at Macy's, and she said, try this. So it was just definitely God ordained, because it wasn't people like my management or PR that was hooking it up. It was just an opportunity that presented itself through social media, and I took advantage of it. I flew myself and my assistant out, and we rocked it out. So now the clothes are available on Macy's.com, and I'm blown away. Yeah.
Well, you have a brand new song, and it's called Don't Judge Me.
Yes! Yes!
This song is really, really, really powerful to me right now.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter about your age.
Yeah.
It's always something out there. Social media, rumors, things that people assume about you.
Yes, ma'am.
But they really don't know.
Yeah.
And I love the background of this song. And
thank
I hope
you.
I'm not telling, you know,
no,
the story before you do. But, you know, what propelled you to do this?
So I was pulling up my scripture. Well, that's why my head was down. But I was looking. It's a scripture, John 7:24. And it says, do not judge by appearances, but judge with right judgment.
Mm.
And very often, I think because we're on social media, because we have these platforms to share what we think, our opinions, we're casting more so opinions and our own personal convictions on other people than we are doing what the word says. And that is to give right judgment.
Yeah.
And so that's what the scripture or the song is all about. And it's basically saying, hey, there's a way to find a balance between living a clean life as well as, you know, living your life.
Living your life.
You know, I'm a single woman. How am I going to know if I like this guy or not? I have to date. And so very often I may have posted about someone and you may not see him the next time, but that don't mean we did everything and anything. It's just, you know, I'm learning and I'm figuring it out. So that's what the song is all about. Don't judge me. If you see that, of course, we should use discretion. The word says that.
Sure.
And to not be afraid of accountability. But that's what the song is. If I go to a concert and I post about it, don't judge. That's not saying that I'm not saved and I don't love Jesus.
Right.
I still have the Lord walking with me. And of course, as believers, we should always evaluate ourselves to make sure we're not doing anything to offend our relationship with the Lord.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, it's Don't Judge Me on the Detroit Praise Network.
This that new Kiki exclusive, y'all. Don't
judge me. I absolutely love it. It is Kiara Sheard. Her brand new song is called Don't Judge Me. Come on, sing that song.
I love it. Please don't judge me. It's so fun.
It is fun.
It's fun and free.
I like the whole feel of it. I feel like just kind of dancing on the beach.
Yeah.
And don't judge me because I want to do that.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's totally all of that. And the music, I don't know, like you were saying, you called it something else.
Calypso.
Yeah. It has that
island feel.
Exactly. Yeah. I was going to say Caribbean, but yeah. It's so fun.
I absolutely love it. So you got exciting event that's coming up. It's a live recording.
Yes.
That's coming up in September. Tell me a little bit about that.
It's September 13th and it's happening in Detroit, Michigan at my father's church, Greater Emmanuel.
Yes.
It's there at 7 o'clock p.m. And I'm super excited. Tasha Cobbs will be my guest.
Aww.
Yeah. So we'll do another song. Y'all love us singing together.
Yes, you do. Yes.
And we love it too because it's really like a sister bond that we have outside of the music. And then Todd Delaney will be there as well.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be good.
Yeah, it's going to be special. And the production is with myself, of course, J. Drew Sheard, my brother, and then Mia Fields from Hillsong has done some writing as well.
Oh, wow. This is so good.
Yeah, so it's really exciting.
September 13th, y'all, so don't forget about that and make sure. Just follow Kiara on her social media so she can keep you up to date on that.
Yes,
and
please.
How do they get
Kiara Sheard. I didn't put my nickname in there so you wouldn't have a hard time following me. But Kiara Sheard on Instagram, Facebook. I'm starting TikTok. It's so many new things.
Yeah,
but Snapchat. It is. I'm on all of that. Just, you'll find me. I'm there with a big
TikTok
mouth.
TikTok won't be for Randy Miles.
What'd you say? You didn't tap out.
Snapchat is just about my last hoorah.
I'm getting ready to start.
I will try, but
I know.
It's just a lot. You're right about that. Well, thank you so much for hanging out with me.
Thank you. And thank you for always being kind and just supporting myself and my family. We love you.
Ah, I love y'all.
Yes, ma'am.
I just feel like I grew up in a Sheard house and couldn't sing.
I think I told you last time, you like Auntie Randy. So, absolutely.
Kiara Sheard on the Detroit Praise Network.